Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mitch Lawrence, NBA Radio on SiriusXM, Forbes Sporting News, back on the bench. Hey, Mitch.
Pharrell, what's going on, Scott? How are you? All right?
Cool, man. So let me start by asking you about one thing. So as far as Kawhi Leonard, the deal itself, when he, let's say, at the end of this year in Toronto, he can get a five-year, $190 million deal to stay in Toronto next year. Or right. If he leaves, he gets a four-year, $141 million deal with a team with cap space. In other words, the Los Angeles Lakers. Is that correct? So what do you think of those types of scenarios to take the 5 years, 190? He's already turned down five, 221, Supermax.
Yeah.
Do you think he's willing to walk on another $50 million and not stay in Toronto?
What? Well, I think he's headed to the Lakers. I really do. I know there's this whole thing out there. There's a lot of buzz about he doesn't want to be the number two guy. And obviously, Scott, if he goes to the Lakers, guess what? He's the number two guy. But you know what? Everything you hear is he wants nothing to do with Toronto. He wants to go back home and be a Laker. And unlike Paul George, you know, you really tend to believe this one. So, I mean, we'll see. That's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of money to turn down. But you know what? He just doesn't seem like he wants to be in Toronto at all.
So Popovich has finally talked to the media, and he said a lot of things very positive, obviously, about Kawhi Leonard, that he conducted himself wonderfully while he was there. He was a great teammate. He said he worked his ass off. No problem for anybody ever. He said that all these people saying these other things about him are ludicrous. He said they're all inaccurate, and he said that the team is enduring nothing. He lost his wife. He said, we have an easy job. We play basketball and get paid tons of money. And he said there's people way worse off than basketball players. So what did you think of his, I'm not going to talk about Kawhi Leonard anymore?
Yeah, well, you know what? I heard part of the presser. He wasn't asked anything about Donald Trump, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that, but you know what? I just felt that he would handle it that way. Take the high road. There's no reason now to start blasting away. Although you may see stories that come out about all the stuff that they had to put up with this year with Kawhi. I think we've started seeing that tonight. But you know what? That's just the way that Popovich is going to handle it. I'm just stunned, Scott. I don't know how you are. I'm stunned that here Toronto makes a trade for Kawhi Leonard. Do they know about the medicals? Have they had their doctors look at Kawhi Leonard's leg? Do they know anything about that? And by the way, have they talked to Uncle Dennis Robertson and all of Kawhi's people about the possibility of maybe staying there long term? How do you make a trade for Kawhi Leonard without having your doctors take a look at him and find out where he is in terms of his recovery? You know what? That to me, if you're the owner of the Toronto Raptors, how can you have Masai Ujiri make this type of deal when you don't know about those two huge factors in Kawhi Leonard and his ability to play?
I think that's a great point. And without a doubt, that's just exactly what's going on here. I have to ask you, do you think he'll show up at the USA minicamp, thus showing that he's healthy if he were to play for Popovich in the USA camp?
Yeah, and I thought that the trade would be done sometime after that. Obviously, I was wrong, but I thought that once he got on the court and showed people that he could play or whatever condition he was in, then you would see it would heat up on the trade thing. But, you know, as I reported today, I don't know if you saw this tweet, but I was told by one of the teams that was interested in him that the Spurs' number one demand, and it was non-negotiable, was if you want to trade for Kawhi Leonard, you have to send us back an established 20-point-per-game scorer at the least, not Jason Tatum, who may score 20 points here for the rest of his career per night, but somebody who's more established. Obviously, The Lakers don't have that player, and obviously Toronto did in DeMar DeRozan, so that's the way they came away with him.
So Mitch Lawrence, the great voice on NBA radio, he's a columnist. We know him here in New York forever from his great work in the Big Apple, the Daily News. Do you think he's on Forbes and Sporting News now writing killer columns, too? You can read them. Do you think, because DeRozan's got like 3 years left on his deal, apparently.
Yeah.
So that would be like, it's almost like they fleeced him. Like they got DeRozan in 3 years and they got, didn't they get Poeltl?
Poeltl.
And right, then they and got a pick.
First round pick.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they fleeced him.
Well, I don't know if they fleeced him, but I thought they did pretty well considering Kawhi Leonard didn't want to be there anymore. Right?
Right.
I mean, they got themselves. Now, look. You gotta admit this. It is one of the worst days in the history of the San Antonio Spurs because a 27-year-old player who's one of the three or four best players in the NBA, basically, you had a trade. He didn't want to be there anymore. And considering where the Spurs are in terms of them being the gold standard and everybody loves the job that Popovich has done over 20 years, this takes you back to when the Spurs were kind of a laughingstock franchise there down little old sleepy San Antonio back in the 80s and 90s before Craig Popovich came aboard and brought them into, you know, made them into this gold standard.
Right.
When you have to trade a Kawhi Leonard, you're forced to do that. He's 27. He's been a Finals MVP. That is not a good day at all.
Well why do you think? Why do you think it happened, Mitch? I mean, why do you think he wanted out of there?
You know what? Here's the deal. We can hypothesize and we can speculate. Can the guy actually ever speak and have a press conference where he can actually tell us the reasons? Because we're all trying to surmise. I mean, here's a guy who basically felt that he was misdiagnosed and the Spurs did him wrong. And he wanted out of there after that, and he didn't trust them. And the whole fact that his teammates got on him, which you knew came from that they were told, the Spurs said, you can, you know, nothing gets done there said publicly unless Greg Popovich approves it. And they had a huge falling out, and it was irreparable. I never thought for a second that he was going to stay there and take their max money. I didn't think they were going to offer max money. This is a huge mystery in terms of everything that went into this tremendous falling out, which we have, you know, you rarely see this, especially on the heels of him following a Tim Duncan, who for years was one of the big reasons they are what they became to me. Not only just this iconic player, but the type of player that you could always build around. He enforced the locker room, whatever Popovich wanted him to do. We thought when he passed the torch to Kawhi Leonard, that would be a continuation of this. It was anything but. Nobody thought when he won the finals, MVP, Scott, back in 2014, nobody ever thought we'd see this day. But, hey, it happens. You know what? The Spurs found that this is a guy who didn't buy into their culture, and he basically turned his back on his teammates. At the end, he needs to explain why he did that, too. So there's a lot of stuff that Kawhi Leonard has to address.
Well, so he's he doesn't want to be in Toronto.
No.
And you're telling me, is he going to have a press conference? He doesn't even want to be there. Why would he answer questions about it?
I would assume he has to play there. He's going to have to talk there. And by the way, he better be on his best behavior up there and get along and make nice with Toronto people because we could all kill DeMar DeRozan for being a playoff failure at points, and he had his struggles. DeMar DeRozan was beloved up there, and he's replacing DeMar DeRozan. So if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I got to be smart enough to realize, you know, I know something. I better have great relations with this tremendous fan base for at least a year, and then I'll go on my merry way. If he doesn't do that, then he's really dumb.
Wow. So tell me about Melo. What's happening there? What's going to happen to him in the end?
You know what? What I found out is that Oklahoma City wants to get something for him. They just don't want to buy him out, and they're trying to move him to Atlanta to get Dennis Schroeder and get Mike Muscala. Now, Dennis Schroeder is their point guard. He's had off-court problems. They are done with him. They want to move him, and they want to get something for him. Dennis Schroeder as a backup guard or even a guy who plays next to Russell Westbrook would be an upgrade for Oklahoma City. They're interested in that. They failed to get Jeremy Lin. Obviously, Atlanta got Jeremy Lin. And what Atlanta would do with Carmelo, they're not going to have Carmelo. This is a Trae Young team. That's why they're getting rid of Dennis Schroeder. Trae Young, the number one pick that they got out of their top pick out of Oklahoma. They're turning the reins over to him. The owners want him to be the face of the franchise. That's why Schroeder's expendable. And so when they bring in Carmelo Anthony, they would immediately buy him out and he would go. We all think he's going to end up with Chris Paul in Houston because, after all, Chris Paul was the one who really pushed for him last year. And, by the way, Rockets have had a bad offseason when they didn't re-sign Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute, not to say Carmelo replaces those guys, but they need a forward, and so that's where Carmelo would end up. So we'll see if this actually comes to pass. I know the two teams have talked. I don't know where they are now in terms of the talks, but both teams want to get something done. Atlanta is, let me tell you, they want to get rid of Schroeder in the worst way, and Oklahoma City would still like to get something for Carmelo if they can.
Wow, great stuff. Mitch, fantastic. Always a great informative session. Thanks so much for talking about Kawhi with us and a little Melo tonight. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.